With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Congress has approved an agreement to reopen the federal government after a three-day shutdown. The deal is now on its way to President Trump's desk for his signature. Montana Republicans today were quick to pile on U.S. Senator John Tester for voting against ending the government shutdown. State GOP Chair Deborah Lamb, for instance, issued a press release saying Tester continues, quote, to pursue this hostage-taking strategy to protect illegal immigrants over our military, seniors, and children, close quote. Democrat Tester fired back, saying he doesn't much care what his critics think.
I'm wired to fight, and I thought there was a better way to do this. In fact, if Mike Mansfield was alive right now, he'd probably be shaking his head in total disgust, because you got to work together and you got to get things done. Nobody's paying attention back here right now.
The budget measure needed 60 votes, but 18 senators, including Tester, balked. He said a short-term budget lends no certainty to the military, border security, or rural health clinics. Last week, Tester suggested many bills that have already been introduced individually could be packaged into a single spending bill that would last through the end of the fiscal year in September. Tester says most of those bills have already passed out of committee.
The ones that are left aren't that complicated. I guarantee you we could package those in a week really easily. It's just a matter of having will to do something around here instead of just sitting on our hands.
Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines voted to end the government shutdown, as did Congressman Greg Gianforte. I'm Edward O'Brien. Thanks for listening.